Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we're talking now with our astronomical and astrological assignment editor, Beth McDonald, who is right here in Santa Barbara with us, and we're talking about the transition that I believe we have gone through into Pisces. By the way, I noticed something. Correct me if I'm wrong. They say that when Jesus was born and came into this world, we were in the Piscean Age, and that when that we were headed for the Age of Aquarius. That was the next cycle. But we're going in the opposite direction when you and I are sitting here talking. We just went through Aquarius, and now we're going into Pisces. If you don't have an explanation for it now, that's okay. I just noticed that.
It's a big explanation and a bit of a controversial one. Different people look at this differently in terms of the ways you denote and demark ages.
Okay.
I think the simple answer is there's a different category of time, you know, a couple of thousand years in duration, and what we do every year on a monthly basis.
Okay.
Yeah.
In keeping with the theme of our program today, with our guest talking about touchstones, what are some of the touchstones of Pisces?
Well, touchstones are very, 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 very important when there is a lot of Pisces, because Pisces is the most watery of all the water signs. And when there's a lot of Pisces going on, things can feel a little slippery. It can feel hard to stay grounded, especially if you have a lot of water in your own personal natal chart, if you're a sensitive, if you're an artist, if you're artistically inclined. For some people, it can be very, very difficult to find and maintain those touchstones. And so they're ever more crucial now than they are at other times.
So let's go into some more of, I mean, you've mentioned some of the attributes in terms of what's happening over the next, I want to say three to four, maybe 5 weeks or 4.5 weeks, however they unfold, because it seems to me like the astrological or the zodiacs fall under the category more of the lunar rather than the solar, you know, because they're not exactly 28, 29, 30, 31 days kind of thing.
Right. It is, and that's a whole nother thing.
Right.
But in general, I think the biggest thing is just to, there's three things. One of them is we have just moved into Pisces since you and I last spoke, and that's a big shift from an air sign of Aquarius to a water sign like Pisces. We're going from being more intellectual to more emotional. And so, again, it makes staying grounded all the more important, especially given factor number two, which is on Monday the 25th, we're coming up on a full moon in Virgo.
Oh.
And so it's a good time to focus on community service or things that you do for others in a healthy and balanced way rather than over the top and hideously codependent. Yeah. So then the third thing to just keep in mind is that Mercury has gone retrograde effective Saturday the 23rd, and it is also retrograding in Pisces.
Okay.
So again, when Mercury is retrograde, it makes the powers of the intellect a little harder to grab onto. And so we basically have kind of a trifecta here. And so, you know, staying grounded, staying in reality, staying balanced, you know, stay on top of your diet and your exercise and your normal routines. Mm-hmm. Don't get blown off course.
Right.
Right now is crucial.
I know that for myself, I'm noticing little things here and there that need to be taken care of, and I'm finding myself taking care of them. And that they're really very innocuous, very little things. Kind of like, oh, I don't know, a headlamp, a light bulb going out in the headlamp
right.
of your car, or the license plate light bulb burns out, and I'm just taking care of that stuff. I'm just not messing around with it. Partly because the ticket is going to be more expensive than getting the repair.
Right.
But just because it's just the thing, you just need to make sure and keep those kinds of things maintained.
Yeah, the Mercury retrograde time is an awesome time to stay on top of things and to clean up old messes. And like you said, to not borrow trouble, be practical, pragmatic, and ultimately, for a lot of us right now, it's about staying present with all those daily Buddhist kind of chop wood, carry water things, because most of us are going to have to really buckle down and do our taxes in the next couple of weeks.
I'm going to share this with you because it's so important. I filed my taxes via snail mail the 31st of January. I'm done.
You are so awesome. You are the poster child for pragmatic. That's very Capricorn, actually.
State and federal.
Yeah.
And Amrita as well. We're done. She's already received her federal return. So there you go.
I want you to mention that every week.
I will. Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting, 963-0842. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Richard.